when he had won after settling a racial discrimination lawsuit against his former employer. But the bank allegedly said they would have to verify the checks. As Thomas waited, the police arrived. The bank has since apologized to him in a statement. Finally, the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, and its spokesperson Mbuyiseni Ndlozi have been ordered to apologize for commenting that journalists Anton Harbour and Thandeka Gqubule were Stratcom agents. They also have to pay the journalists 40,000 rand in damages each. The court ruled in the journalists' favor this morning. In 2018, Harbour and Gqubule asked the Gauteng High Court in Johannesburg for relief after Ndlozi accused them of working for the Stratcom, the apartheid-era propaganda arm of the security police. Harbour has called the ruling a comprehensive victory for the truth. Taking a look at your financial indicators now, the rand is trading at 14.35 to the US dollar, 18.78 to the British pound, 15.83 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,559.24 a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter right now include Jup Jup, Mutsipe, and Lisufi. Johannesburg is cloudy today with rain in some parts of the city, with a low of 15 and a high of 23. Recapping your top stories this hour, former Eskom chair Zola Tsotsi claims he was told the Gupta family put him in his position, and the EFF and its spokesperson ordered to pay veteran journalists 40,000 rand. News was supplied by News 24, ENCA, EWN, BBC News, and the UJFM News Desk. You can expect news headlines at 2:30.
The Economic Freedom Fighters. I mean, it's a new year. It's 2020. I know last year they lost certain cases, and they were ordered to pay some people money.
Yeah.
So it seems like we're seeing the same thing again this year.
Yeah, but look, I must admit that to their credit, they also did have that case which was dismissed by the court as well against Praveen Gordhan as well. So then, look, I mean, ultimately, I do hope that we don't see any more of these defeats. You know, we need a strong opposition, Pumzile, and if we have an opposition that is going to constantly be losing cases in court and the money that they could be using to actually maybe find better strategies, you know, to better represent their constituency or their voters, I mean, that would just really be disastrous if all that money is going to go to lawsuits and, you know, that type of thing. So I think I'm in the hope, and I do believe strongly we're going to have a very responsible EFF this year.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if individuals keep on coming out and stating certain things and yet...